Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. Today we're going to talk about letting go and moving on. Anything you need to let go of? Now, a lot of people come to me and say, oh, that's really hard. No, not unless you make it hard, because you are spirit and you are the creator of your life and everything in it. So you can either make it hard or you can make it easy. It's all up to you. And letting go is a really important part of that process. The problem with letting go is we get in our own way. Everybody says, no, it's somebody else's fault. Well, that's something you need to let go of. Because it's very difficult to move on if you're blaming someone else for anything, because blaming someone else gives them your personal power. Now, here at CDM, we are really blessed. I don't use that term often, but it's because we have information about how to operate as spirit in a physical world. So what we're going to do is use our techniques this morning to help ourselves let go. And there's so much we need to let go of. How about emotions that aren't appropriate? Fear is a wonderful example, because unless you have a saber-toothed tiger chasing you or a truck about to run over you or need to immediately call 911, there's no reason for fear. Because fear is simply a survival energy and a survival technique. So we're going to spend just a little time today letting go of fear, because that definitely affects everything in our lives. So everybody knows what we do first. We ground. And it's not only a wonderful way to connect to the planet, it is also a fantastic technique for letting go. So just close your eyes and sit back. Experience your body and be here in the present moment with that body. That's your vessel for this lifetime. And you remember, you are spirit. It's the body that has challenges in letting go. And it's up to you, the spirit, to cleanse and own the body in order for it to be a vessel for you to use here on planet Earth. So start by grounding, because that connects you, the spirit, with your body and with the physical reality of the planet. Let that energy flow from your first chakra, which is near the base of your spine. Let it move through all material things, your chair, the floor, the layers of the earth, until that grounding cord reaches the center of the earth and stabilizes you and your body and all of your creativity. Without grounding, it is more difficult to let go, because the body will always want to hold on, like that old pair of slippers. So have some amusement about yourself as you let go, because we human beings do have a tendency to judge ourselves and others, which is one of the things that keeps us from letting go with grace. Let that grounding be strong. And let's start by using it to release any interference to being amused. Nice deep breath. Release anything keeping you from being amused with yourself. Allow yourself to experience that vibration for you of amusement. Now, let's get in touch with ourselves, the spirit. We're a bright spark of light. We're part of the divine force. And the ideal place for us to abide within the physical body is in the center of the head. So allow that brilliant light that's you to come to the top of your head, just to help your body adjust to you. be there for a moment and know that you are spirit. This may be shocking to your body. It's thought it was in charge all these years. And maybe it was. Allow that brilliant spark of you to come from the top of your head to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And simply be there to adjust and to allow your body to adjust. Remember, it's easy for spirit to create and to let go. What we're having to do is deal with the body in the process. So it helps to be in the body or close to it in order to help it. Let your body experience your grounding and you in the center of your head. Does your body like it? Be honest with yourself. There may be some aspect of the body that doesn't want to let go of control. Let that go down your grounding cord. It can be scary for the body to give up control to you, the spirit. Do it for just a moment. There are no saber-toothed tigers in the room, so everyone is safe. Take a nice deep breath. And be aware of you, the spirit. Be aware of your body. The body operates in the present moment. Let your attention as spirit be here in the present with the body. Listen to its heartbeat. Listen to breathing. You might want to take some nice deep breaths. And relax the body, because that's what you have to work with for you to create consciously as spirit within this physical realm. Allow yourself to be aware of one thing that you would like to let go of. Now use your grounding just to let it go. Everything is energy. So you can be aware of one thing your body would like to release. I always like to let go of pain. I always think it's fun to just release that and notice how much better I feel, how rapidly, just by using my grounding to release one physical energy that is unpleasant for your body. You, the spirit, have no pain. You have no emotions. But the body has those things. And sometimes we collect too much of it, and it interferes with our motion going forward. So to move on, start with letting go. So you don't have to carry that extra baggage along with you. Just give you a moment to use your grounding to let go. Now keep your grounding, but just let that energy flow right down your grounding. So you're focused on simply attaching yourself, the spirit, to the body and to the planet with that wonderful grounding cord. We have so many things that we can hang on to in the body. Maybe you're holding on to blame, as we mentioned earlier. Again, use your grounding to let it go. Because blaming someone holds you, keeps you from going forward and moving on. Forgiveness works. That's just letting go. maybe it's you, you're having difficulty letting go of the blame of yourself. The judgment of you, oh, I didn't do well enough, I'm not perfect enough, I'm not fill in the blank. Let it go down your grounding. It's so easy. Oh, I better read you the fine print, and that is, there is a response that we call a growth period. So as you change things as spirit, the body responds. And that's a time of growth for that wonderful body. Now, Jesus had to let go of a lot. He even was willing and did let go of his body. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? He did it consciously. We don't have to do that, except in our own time and in our own way. But we do have to let go in order to make a step forward. If you want new clothes, you'll probably have to get rid of some old ones to make room in your closet for them. If you want a new life, you have to let go of old patterns that you have set up in your body, maybe in concrete. And that can be a challenge for your body. Our beliefs are often one of the most intense things that we'll hold on to. It wasn't that long ago that humanity believed that the world was flat. But fortunately, I do believe most everyone has let go of that. You may have some concepts that are equally archaic. I have to be good. That would be a lie. Pick out a few things that are holding you in place, keeping you from creating the life you want, keeping you from moving on. Maybe the body says, if you do this, I'll die. If you do this, I'll be miserable. If you do this, I'll be alone. If you do this, I'll be in pain. How many things can the body convince you with to not do what you, the spirit, seek to do? We've all had many opportunities in life to let go. We let go of our parents so that we can go into adult life and create it for ourselves. Most everyone here has probably lost someone they loved from death. You have to let them go because they've moved on to another exciting dimension. And you are here to create. And until you let go, your creativity will not flourish. It's difficult to move on. So let's pause for a moment and just pick one person you've had to let go of and use your grounding and your centering to help you do that, to help you let go. Sometimes you have to forgive someone. Sometimes you just have to let them know you love them. Let go and be aware of how it frees you to move on in your life. See, this letting go can be done quickly. It's just the repercussions of the growth of the body that follow. So if you want to eat a lot this week, don't be surprised. Or sleep a lot. Because the body responds to every single thing you, the spirit, do. So let's pause for just a moment and let the body know we care for it. Spirit has no ties to time or space. Body operates in time and space. Respect your body. Listen to its heartbeat. Listen to its breathing. Be in the present moment with your body, so that your body can let go more easily. It knows you are here. You are caring for it. You are working with it on a conscious level, allowing it to let go and be excited about moving on. There are many techniques on this planet for getting in touch with yourself as spirit, but one of the reasons I like what we do so much is because we balance spirit and body. The duality that we have to live with on planet Earth. Spirit has to accept the limitations of the body, and the body has to accept spirit and its desires. Let it be a dance of harmony by using your meditation techniques and letting go as you move through life, so that you can move on gracefully and the dance of life can be fun. Now I'd like for us to talk to someone who had to let go a lot, and that is the soul we knew as Mary, who was the mother of Jesus. She was an amazing soul, and just for your information, she was Jesus' first student. Talk about letting go from someone's mother to their student. But she had to let go in order to move on in her life and in the life of what she and her son were here to do. She had to let go so much that she believed she might die in the process. Remember, Gabriel came and told her, oh, by the way, you're pregnant. And the result of that back in those days was that she would be stoned to death because she was an unmarried woman. But she agreed. And her husband or her fiancé accepted. And her whole group supported her. And she changed all of our lives. So she had to let go of almost every tradition she had been taught to move forward. And I don't know about you, but I'm very grateful that she was able to do that. What an amazing choice. What an amazingly strong person. Mary can tell us a lot about letting go, because all through her life, she was having to let go of her son. He was forever in some kind of trouble and being threatened and challenged. And she had to let go and allow him to have that life, all the way to the end of it, where she had to watch him be crucified. So when we think of our letting go process, remember Mary, and you may have a lot more comfort with what you're creating. But let's take a moment and meditate with her to get encouragement about our ability to let go and what you can learn from her about it. So as you ground and focus in the center of your head, say hello to this beautiful soul, Mary, and allow yourself to be here in the present with your body as you communicate with her in your way. You may hear her speak with you. You may see pictures. You may just have a feeling. All of us have our own way of spiritual communication. And as you say hello to her, ask her about one issue that you're struggling with in letting go. Then ask her to give you information and a healing. Receive the healing. Allow the body its emotions about this process. It may be sad about letting go of whatever this is. Or it may rejoice. Or it may be sad and rejoice. Letting go is what you, the Spirit, are training the body to do. Use your grounding to help you let go. Now, after Mary's helped you let go of something yourself, have a silent time to communicate with her about the process of letting go and moving on in life. She has great wisdom. Take a nice deep breath and be aware of your body. And then ask Mary for one more healing. Ask her to help you see and let go of a lie in your system, in your life. Ask her to help you let go of the lie, to give you a healing, so that you can release this lie and enhance your personal truth. Receive the healing. Enhance your grounding to help your body receive the healing. Remember, I mentioned amusement at the beginning. You can find a little amusement to make it easier to let go. Have you ever let go of something when you're resisting it or fighting it? No. So find some amusement about this lie and use the amusement to help you melt it away, let it go, and move yourself forward in your creative process. might thank Mary for the healing. You might even ask her to be with you this week to help you continue to let go and to have amusement about it. Mary had a lot of amusement. She had a large family. She had to have amusement. She had challenges beyond our imagining. Her amusement helped her through all of life. Be in the moment. And let go of the connection with Mary, the communication. Let it go down your grounding. Thank her for all the wisdom, the healing. Be aware that we can call on her at any time and any place. Now, let's do what we love doing the best, and that's having communication with our God. Through life, we create many things. Some we need to let go of so that we can keep moving. So here in present time, enhance your grounding. Focus in the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And then everybody, allow a gold flow of energy to come to you and to us, flow through your body and into the earth. Let's use this gold energy to assist us in our communication with our God. Let that gold energy flow in and fill the room and flow all the way into the planet. So as we heal ourselves, we heal the planet. Be aware of how that gold vibration affects your body, your energy. And use it for your self-healing. Now, as we do this, let's use our grounding and our gold energy to help us raise our vibration and enhance our communication with our God. So I'll give you a moment of silence for your communion with God. As I said, it can be in words or pictures or simply silence. Communicate with your God about how you would like to move on. We focused mostly on letting go. Now that you've done a little letting go, communicate with your God about how you desire to move on. Remember, you have your grounding to let go of anything that would say, oh, you can't do that. You can do anything you desire to do and believe you can do. Remember, Jesus said, you can do greater than I. Whenever you need validation, encouragement, love, you tune in to exactly what you're tuned into now. To your God. Simply receive validation and encouragement for yourself and all that you are moving through in this lifetime, which is, I'm sure, more than any of you realize. Validate how much you're letting go and how fast you're moving on. All right, be in touch with your body. Tune back in to your heartbeat and your breathing. Feet on the floor and your back on the chair. Come back to the physical world. I know that's a beautiful place for communication, but bring your attention back to you, your body, this physical world. Thank God that we have all that we have and we've received all that we've received. Let go of that level. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help your body feel real. And then open your eyes. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Pause for a moment and compliment your body for what you have just done in the last short period of time, and reassure it that you will do something nice for it this week. As it changes and grows because of what you have accomplished in this short period of time. So when you're ready, you can just bend forward, release excess energy, and sit back up. And hello, hello, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.